This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The repercussions continue from Planned Parenthood's admitted sale of specimens derived from abortions. Another state legislature in Ohio is acting to defund the abortion giant. And on Capitol Hill, Republicans are going to bring a bill to the U.S. Senate floor for defunding. It almost makes sense that Planned Parenthood would spend money to change affairs on Capitol Hill. They do plan to spend $20 million to elect abortion-friendly Hillary Clinton and to help their friends take over Congress. Presidential candidate Ben Carson is getting educated about Terri Schiavo. Another candidate, Rick Santorum, touts that it was his bill to help save Terri that was, in fact, not much ado about nothing, as Carson said over the weekend. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. One way to assess the value of a study is to look at who is doing the study. Led by educators concerned with overpopulation, one study says as many as 250,000 women in Texas have tried to self-abort their babies in recent months. The study doesn't make sense because only 73,000 abortions were performed in the year before recent laws there. Another study from the New England Journal of Medicine, however, says 10% of elderly people suffer abuse. It pays to pay attention. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.